Good morning, everybody. Leslie Ann, a big chuck around that water cooler.
Hi, Leslie Ann. What you got for me this morning?
Well, pretty fresh off of a trip. I really appreciate this. It's a report on what cities have the worst commute.
The worst commute?
Yeah. And I think that you may have lived in a couple of these cities.
Okay.
You've definitely lived in some...
I have.
Some different areas around the country.
And I have lived in, I'll tell you this, and then we'll get to the list. I've lived in three cities that I would never want to live in again simply because of the traffic. I loved all three cities, New York City, Los Angeles, and Houston. I spent more than 5 years in each of those places, and I loved the cities.
Right.
Great cities, fantastic, but the traffic drove me out.
Yeah, well... Two of those made the list.
Okay.
In fact, we'll start with number 10, which was Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Now, all of these in the top 10 have almost an hour commute.
Can you imagine?
No, I really can't. Philadelphia, which I have
you
a good friend
frequently.
There, and I recently went to, and I was, and I made my plans. I made sure I didn't go on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because the last time I went on a Friday, I sat in bumper to bumper, dead stop traffic.
Can you imagine people
forever.
Do that every week?
I know.
No
I'm
way.
Like, no way, I'm not doing it. So Philadelphia was at number 9. Los Angeles, where you have lived,
Los Angeles
was at
is a
number
mess.
Uh-huh. 8. Boston, number 7.
Yeah.
Seattle, number 6.
Never been there.
Dallas was at number 5.
Yeah.
New York City was number 4.
Well, you know, look, what does it mean when you say I commute to go to work in New York City? It means a train.
It probably, no. These are
nobody,
people sitting in traffic.
Nobody's.
These are people in their cars.
Nobody goes
Although
to work in a car.
Although it does say commute, so.
Yeah, commute. That's people on trains.
But I think they're not, it just has to do with traffic. It does say, you know, I don't, this is based on whatever way you get to work.
Yeah, okay. Because I know a lot of people live in New York City, a lot of people work in New York City, and none of them either own a car or use a car.
Right. They pretty much are mostly taking public transportation. Let's see. At number 3 is Chicago. At number 2, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Which I was kind of surprised at.
It seems smaller, yeah.
And number 1, what do you think? Worst city for
Washington,
D.C.
Yeah.
It takes an average of 60.42 minutes if you're commuting in D.C. Of course, everybody lives outside of D.C.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you? I lived in, they were all, the, like I said, I lived in New York, Houston, and L.A. for about 5 years in each. Excuse me. I love the cities. I love visiting them.
Right.
I would never live there because of the traffic. In Los Angeles, I worked right in the middle of downtown at the Biltmore Hotel, and I lived out on the ocean in Venice. But because I went to work at 5, I had the freeways all to myself.
Oh,
I
that's
zipped
nice.
In, and I was getting out at noon, just like I do here.
Yeah.
And so no rush hour. So that was okay, but it was bad. New York City, forget it. And Houston was the worst. Houston, I love that city.
I remember you talking about
but
Houston.
But I would get up in the morning, and I could see the building that I was working in, and it would take me an hour to make it there.
Jeez. Yeah, no thanks. When were you driving in your car?
Driving in the car,
okay.
Yeah. The only place I ever used mass transit was New York City. But I got to tell you, I have a brother who's lived in Houston for more than 30 years. And it's just a way of life. It rolls off their back. We're going to the play tonight downtown at 8. That means we have to leave 2 hours early so that we can get there, find the parking and all. I mean, you just build it into your life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just one of those things, you know.
And we complain about getting to Southside here in Oneonta if it takes an extra 5 minutes.
It's like, I'm not going on Southside at Christmas. The traffic is awful. Well, imagine what it's like in Times Square at Christmas, you know.
Oh, forget it.
So,
we have no idea.
But, you know, everybody's got their, you know, their little, every little city has their, Washington, D.C. is horrid.
Yeah.
And again, it's bike lanes, it's traffic, it's buses. The loop around it is, you get in there at the lower part of the city where it goes into Virginia, you just close your eyes and hope for the best.
And pray.
And pray, and pray that you get through it all. The mixing bowl, they call it. It's just awful. So, yeah, we're blessed.
We like it here.
You know, I like it when people complain, say, oh, my God, I got behind four cars at Chestnut and Main today.
Please.
It took me forever to get through there.
Get over it, people.
All right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.